Yeah, sur la web rock station Vinnie Times, le classic rock radio, en direct avec nous, Mr. Dennis Stratton. Hi, Dennis.
Hello, how are you doing?
Yeah, fine, and you?
Yeah, terrific. Yeah, really good.
Yeah, really good. OK, donc Dennis Stratton en direct avec nous ce soir pour nous présenter le nouvel album du groupe Lionheart, The Reality of Miracles, qui sortira le 31 juillet prochain. Donc, ouais, il est là en direct avec nous et vous savez la carrière qu'il a et où il a joué. En tout cas, on va développer tout ça. Vous allez voir, il y a pas mal de bonnes choses. Juste pour vous dire que l'interview, elle est faite avec notamment mon ami Chris Garrel, avec qui il a participé notamment aux questions. En tout cas, on le remercie au passage. Dennis, it's a great pleasure to hear you tonight on Too Fun in Rock, the web rock station called Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. We are distributed by Amazon, okay, for the system. And we are located in Paris, France. We have great ideas from France to the North Africa, Algeria, Tunisia, Morocco, and some other European countries, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Dennis, first question. Can you tell us how things are going for you in England with the Corona Rivers?
Well, sure. I had a little scare. I was in Italy at the end of January doing a 6-day tour in Italy. And as it got to the end of January, three of the band that I was working with in Italy came down with like the same symptoms of the virus, but by the time I got home, which was the first week in February, I came down with it. But up until now, we still don't know whether or not I'd had the COVID-19, because we couldn't get tested at the time. And now I was ill for about 3 weeks, and very bad chest pains and coughing and everything. But as we've gone along with the lockdown through, you know, March, April, May, June, and everything, it's been, luckily for us here in the UK, we've had some very unusual hot weather.
Yeah.
So through April, May, June, we had some beautiful weather, which meant that we were able to sit outside with the music on and just watch the world go by, really, because we weren't going into town, and there's no playing, there's no gigs, as you know. So basically, it was just down to locking it. Where, as I say, we live on a farm up here in the middle of nowhere, so we've got no neighbours. So we were basically just on our own isolating, so it was quite nice having the lovely weather.
Ok, donc alors, je peux vous dire que la liaison elle est difficile ce soir, hein, du fait qu'il est quelque part en Angleterre, middle of nowhere comme il dit. Non, effectivement, donc trois membres de son groupe étaient en Italie, hein, donc d'après ce que je comprends. Donc durant la grosse période du coronavirus et du lockdown, effectivement, donc ça a été un peu difficile au départ, mais bon, finalement tout va bien apparemment, et donc les choses vont bien. Et donc il a donné beaucoup d'informations, il a quand même aussi attaqué sur l'album. On va y revenir tout simplement. So did any of your friends or family member have been affected, or I think now everything is all right? Okay.
No, everything's fine, mate. Everything's fine.
Okay, great.
As we knew when the lockdown happened, as we say, the new album, Reality of Miracles.
Yes.
It was a miracle that it ever got finished, but okay. it was through lockdown that the album actually got completed. So
okay. Okay. Donc en fait, hein, l'album était quasiment terminé pendant le lockdown, effectivement. Donc ils ont quand même pu peaufiner. Donc le temps, bah, finalement, il aura servi, quoi. Enfin, finalement, il aura servi. So Dennis, Lionheart has just signed on the Metalville record label in order to release the next album called Reality of Miracles in, I think, in July 31. That's right.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. It's a very good point. I think the band is really happy now after a lot of job.
Well, look, as I said, we started this album
yes.
2 years ago.
Yes.
And because Steve Mann was working quite a lot of the time with Schenkerfest,
mm-hmm.
I was all over Europe with the Maiden conventions and working in France with Cover Slave and in Italy with other bands. It was a case of the album, we tried to get the album finished, but it wasn't possible because with Lionheart, everyone in the band has sort of like other projects. While it's a band of fantastic musicians and good friends, mm-hmm. We still have to go out and work, and we still have to have an income. So basically, because Lionheart, the last album with Second Nature, because that did so well, you still don't generate any income from album sales now, as you know. And Lionheart's not been working as a live band because all the other projects that we take to earn an income, basically that sort of stops Lionheart working a lot of the time because all the individual musicians are working on other projects. Mm-hmm. And because the record company in Germany for Second Nature didn't really do us any favours. They were quite useless. And so basically, when I spoke to Holger from Flying Dolphin, it was through Doro that I got to speak to him and decided that, you know, we were going to sign management and record contract with Metalville and also management for Flying Dolphin. So, as I say, coming into lockdown, where we were refused to be able to work, where we were unable to work, to travel, it gave us the perfect opportunity to finish the album. And we finished it quite quickly because we didn't have anything else to do.
Ah, ok. Alors, on va essayer, on va vous donner les informations. Donc, le groupe, donc l'album a été fait déjà il y a quasiment 2 ans, puisqu'il y a un premier single qui était sorti à Noël, qui s'appelait Mare di Dionno déjà à l'époque, il y a 2 ans. Ensuite, le groupe, oui, est très occupé, parce qu'il n'y a pas que ça, notamment. Donc, le line-up, je vous le dis, hein, c'est Steve Mann, qui à la guitare, qui joue aussi avec le Michael Schenker Fest. Il y a Rocky Newton, donc, qui est l'ancien bassiste, donc, de Michael Schenker Group, et notamment UFO. Clive Edwards, qui était aussi dans UFO, notamment. Et Lee Small, le chanteur en tout cas, qui chante donc avec donc dans ce nouvel album et qui a chanté notamment chez Phenomena aussi, comme ça je crois de mémoire, je m'en souviens en tout cas. Donc je vous ai dit, hein, c'est un album qui a été fait il y a 2 ans, qui a été terminé quasiment pendant le confinement. Donc ils ont trouvé le temps pour le faire. Ensuite ils ont signé donc sur le label Metalville Records notamment. Donc ils ont réussi à trouver le temps, réussi à négocier en tout cas. Donc finalement ce lockdown a été bienvenu parce qu'il fallait trouver le temps pour faire les choses. Et finalement, ils ont réussi à terminer, quoi. Et grâce à ce temps imparti, voilà, c'est ça. Le temps, effectivement, c'était très important pour faire tout ça, quoi. Au top, en tout cas. So, the first single, Mary, Did You Know, was released in December 2008, right? Yeah, it was.
Yes, it was a Christmas single. Yeah.
Yeah, it was the Christmas time. Yes, but this song is not on the new album.
No, basically that's on the Japanese edition because the Japanese record company always want a bonus track.
Ah, okay.
So we wanted this for this album for Reality of Miracles for the world apart from Japan. We wanted to have 13. Original songs that were just written that were fresh. The only idea was to re-record Mary and make it a slightly different version than the single, and then give that to the Japanese as a bonus track. But we only released that single at Christmas because we'd started working on the album, and as I said earlier, because it was taking longer and longer than what we thought. Mm. We wanted to release a single that would keep the name Lionheart going and keep the interest after Second Nature. So that was like a stopgap, a sort of Christmas single just to see how it would go, just to keep the name, you know, in people's minds, if you see what I mean.
Ok, donc en fait le single qui est sorti il y a 2 ans, qui s'appelle Mary Did You Know, dans la période de Noël, hein, le Christmas time notamment. Alors oui, il figure pas sur l'album, sur les versions européennes, mais en bonus track, il figure sur bonus track sur le marché japonais en tout cas. Donc il est inclus parce que les Japonais l'ont vraiment demandé. Donc je pense qu'ils ont vraiment aimé. C'est aussi un très beau titre effectivement. Donc oui, vous le trouvez en version japonaise. Il y a ce titre, hein, voilà. Donc ça, voilà, là-dessus, ça répond à une question. So about the new album, all 13 sounds. were recorded in Steve Mann's studio in Hanover. Also, Steve also produced, mixed, and mastered the album. How was the mood between you?
Yeah, Steve's such a fantastic multi-instrumentalist, but also fantastic engineer, producer, and just got a great mind, you know, when it comes to trying out different sounds and different techniques. On Second Nature, we did all of the album separately at home and then sent it all to Steve, and Steve sort of pieced all the jigsaw together. And also being in lockdown, as we said, we couldn't travel, so the ideal opportunity we had was I would go into this. I have a friend in town that has a studio.
Okay.
And so I did all my vocals and all my guitars at that studio. And luckily, there's enough room to still sort of like 2 meter distance and still sort of like not getting too close to one another. Rocky, Clive, and Lee did all their stuff at home, and Steve pieced it all together again as a jigsaw. So that's the best way it works. You know, I can sit here we live on a farm, as I said. I can sit in the bedroom with a guitar and just running through little things I want to record, and then I drive into town and go into the studio, and I'm sitting on the other side of the control room, and I was able to put all the guitar stuff down and do the solos, what I had to do, and then go in the other room and do all the backing vocals. So it was fantastic because, as I say, we weren't allowed to go anywhere.
Okay, donc effectivement, hein, le mood, comme on dit, la bonne humeur, l'atmosphère était très bonne du fait du lockdown. Donc chacun était chez soi, effectivement. Donc c'était enregistré chez Steve Mine Studio, donc à Hanovre notamment. Donc oui, comme on l'a dit, hein, c'était en bonne forme en tout cas. Très heureux en tout cas de tout ce qui leur est arrivé. Le disque, tout simplement, il s'appelle The Reality of Miracles. Il sortira le 31 juillet et il y aura une version CD, il y aura une version CD. Notamment, et voici le track listing. Ça démarre avec Salvation, en 2, Thin is the Kingdom, ensuite High Plains Drifter, en 4, The Reality of Miracles, en 5, Five Tribes, en 6, Behind the Wall, en 7, All I Want Is You, en 8, Widows, en 9, Kingdom of the East, en 10, Outlaws of the Western World, en 11, Overdrive, en 12, First Man, et puis en 13, Still It Rains, of the Planet Earth, sur 213 Rock, Hell Yeah, sur Laurie Brock Station, en direct avec nous, Dennis Stratton. C'est vraiment un plaisir, en tout cas, de l'avoir. Le line-up, je le répète, c'est Dennis Stratton, donc, à la guitare, Steve Mann, encore deuxième guitare, Rocky Newton, bassiste, Clive Edwards, notamment, batteur, et Lee Small, au chant, en tout cas, Hell Yeah, sur Laurie Brock Station, continuons l'interview, en tout cas. C'est vraiment un honneur, en tout cas, d'avoir une telle personne, quoi. So, Dennis, 10 days ago came out the first single of the new album, or the second, as you want. Thin is the Kingdom. The reaction are good. Your fans haven't been disappointed.
I just lost that last bit of the question there. Could you just repeat the last bit?
Yes, I said 10 days ago came out the new single, Thin is the Kingdom. The reactions are good. Your fans haven't been disappointed. Everyone are really happy about that single.
Yes. Well, this just goes to show what happens when if you're with a good management company or a good record company and they're behind the band. We've got a lot of good support from Metalville and from Flying Dolphin. When they said we'd like to release two singles before the album, we were quite surprised. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, out of the album, we chose two songs as a band. Each individual person of the band picked different songs, because what we've found talking to people like yourself is that if you had 13 journalists or 13 radio presenters and you ask them to pick their favourite song, well, we've found over the last month or so doing interviews that no one picks the same song. They all pick different ones, which, for us, that makes us feel really happy and pleased, because if everyone picks a different song, it means that all 13 are pretty strong songs for everyone to have a different favourite. Mm-hmm. So when we picked, I went for High Plains Drifter and I went for Overdrive. A couple of other guys went for other songs. But the record company seemed to think Thine Is the Kingdom for the first single. And they were prepared to back it up with a lyric video, which they've done, which is on YouTube, which is fantastic. So the next single comes out in a few days' time, which is Widows.
Okay, good information.
So we've got another one coming out. But the nice thing about this video is that because of the lockdown again, we wanted to do something a little bit different, but because we couldn't all get together, we all did our filming in front of green screens. So by the animation that you can put in front of the green screen, as you know, Neil Griffiths, who's a very good friend of ours and works with the band as a guitar and tech and a super guy, and he works for a TV company. And he filmed us all separately in front of a green screen. And for the song Widows, for the next single, he's put together a video with all the band playing. And it looks like, you know, we're all together. So it's quite funny. It's quite good.
Ok, alors voilà une bonne information en tout cas, on va essayer de résumer un peu. Un troisième single verra le jour juste avant la sortie, ce sera une lyric vidéo sur le titre, donc Widows, là il vient de nous le dire en tout cas. Bon, sinon sur ce second single, bah, il est très content, deuxième single en tout cas. Oui, effectivement les réactions des gens, ils le lisent, hein, donc ils voient tout ce qui se passe sur les réseaux sociaux, sur YouTube, sur Facebook et tout, les commentaires et tout. Donc il y a une bonne réaction en tout cas. Bon, ils sont très heureux, c'est la rançon du travail quoi, c'est ça, ça paye en tout cas, le bon travail ça paye toujours. Hell yeah. So, now, question. Hey, are you still in contact with some guys of Iron Maiden nowadays?
Oh, yeah. Most of the time I speak to Steve Harris. I imagine we speak about once a week, twice a week on the phone or text messaging, mainly because we're both West Ham fanatics and we both support West Ham and, you know, that the whole band. And but only last week, Steve Harris's sister Linda and her son Joe Lazarus, they came up here to the farm and we had a barbecue and we still talk quite a lot. When Steve, you know, if it's not about football, it will be about music or it will be about whatever is going on in our lives. When we went out, we always go when they're in London. At the O2, we always go to see him at the O2 and we go and have a drink with him and something to eat. We were in Vegas last year in October. Eight of us went over there and met up with Steve and had something to eat with him and a drink and everything else. And the funny thing is, it was only this week that, I think this week or last week, I was supposed to be in Paris doing the Burfest with Cover Slave.
Yeah,
and Steve was supposed to be there with British Lion.
Yeah,
and we were going to meet up again there in Paris, and then we were going to go to the show in Paris for the Maiden show. So, as I say, that was all cancelled or postponed. So, but I speak to him, quite a lot. Yeah.
Ok, alors, beaucoup de choses, notamment, oui, effectivement, elle est toujours en contact avec les guys d'Iron Maiden, notamment, surtout avec Steve Harris, sur lequel ils partagent une passion depuis leur naissance concernant West Ham, les Hammers, en tout cas, pour ceux qui suivent le championnat anglais. Ouais, ils ont une grande passion pour ce club, en tout cas, et puis, oui, effectivement, ils devaient se voir, notamment, là encore, concernant le Burfest. Bon, on va y revenir, hein. Le Burfest, c'est juste avant la fin de l'interview, et Steve devait jouer aussi avec les British Lions. Bon, ça, tout ça, c'est reporté pour l'année prochaine. Il y aura juste le Burfest et Iron Maiden cette fois-ci. En tout cas, ça va être cool, ça va être au top quoi. Oui, alors, donc oui, ils se voient toujours autant, ils vont au pub, ils boivent des bières, enfin ils sont c'est toujours la grande fête, c'est toujours la grande amitié, hein. Je rappelle aussi que Dennis Stratton, pour ceux qui viennent d'arriver, est en direct avec nous. Dennis Stratton a rejoint Iron Maiden en 1980 notamment. Il a enregistré le premier album du groupe et à l'époque il a aussi fait le single Woman in Uniform et le Live Plus One ainsi que la vidéo Woman in Uniform à l'époque. Donc il a quand même écrit de très très beaux titres à l'époque. Il a participé à cet album qui est quand même mythique dans l'histoire du heavy metal. Hell yeah. So, what did you think of West Ham's victory over Norwich? 4 goals for Michael Antonio.
Well, to be honest, when we beat Chelsea, I nearly fainted because we've been playing so bad over the last, well, since the season started again. We should have picked up points against Burnley and it's been a nightmare. But the thing is with Norwich, because They were bottom of the Premiership anyway.
Okay.
If we hadn't have beat Norwich, then he would have given up, because Norwich, nearly everyone in the Premiership table, have beaten Norwich. That's why they're relegated. So if we hadn't have beaten them, there would have been trouble at West Ham, because we would have ended up being dropped to the next division anyway. We would have been demoted or whatever you call it, and we wouldn't have been in the Premiership anymore. And the annoying thing about it is the fact that yesterday we picked up 3 good points against Norwich, but yesterday out of nowhere came Bournemouth winning, and so did Aston Villa. So basically, the 3 points that we got against Norwich, they've been wiped off now, because Bournemouth, or I think one of them, Bournemouth or one of them, is just 3 points behind West Ham. So that's just one game.
Okay.
So now we're back sweating again. We're back near that bottom line again.
Yeah, that's football. Okay, that's football.
Yeah.
Every match are different. So, effectivement, comme il est supporter et archi-fan donc du club de West Ham notamment, hier, il y a eu un truc quand même pas mal, c'est que leur attaquant Michael Antonio a planté 4 buts, c'était la folie dans le stade en tout cas, quoi. Et c'était à Norwich en tout cas, ouais. Ils ont fait une très très belle performance, et je vous dis, hein, la passion pour West Ham au sein donc de Dennis Stratton et Steve Harris est éternelle. Je dirais qu'elle est éternelle, quoi, en tout cas, quoi. So, do you know I played football against Iron Maiden a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I played against Steve Harris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we always did like a game of football wherever we went in the 79 and 80. So it's just a tradition that Steve loves his football. And funny enough, Linda, his sister, her son, is a good footballer, Joe Lazarus. And he plays semi-professional in the UK.
Okay.
And he plays for the Iron Maiden team as well. So they've got a couple of decent players.
Yeah, so I played against him on 1999, I think, for Future Real album, the single, I remember that, it was Blaise Bellaire in the band, and it was in Paris area, and in front of me was a great British player, Tony Woodcock.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I played against him because Tony was playing with Iron Maiden team. Yeah. It was a great match. Yeah. We lost 6-1.
Yeah, well, they are a good side. They are a good side.
Ok, yeah. Donc, je vous ai dit, hein, en face, donc, c'était en 99, je crois, c'était pour l'album avec Blaise Bayley, notamment. Je me souviens, c'était le single Future Real. Et il y avait, comment il s'appelle, il y avait, donc, Iron Maiden était venu à Rungis. Et j'ai joué au foot contre Maiden. Et puis, en face de moi, il y avait Tony Woodcock, qui était l'ancien attaquant de Manchester. Nottingham Forest. Voilà, c'est ça. Nottingham Forest. Et c'était lui qui a gagné d'ailleurs la Coupe des clubs champions à l'époque, qui était quand même assez, c'était très, très prestigieux, et j'avais ce mec là en face de moi, quoi, et on a perdu 6-1. Je m'en souviens très bien de ce match en tout cas. So back to the interview. Beerfest for the next year 2021. Wow, the Beerfest.
I can't see a lot happening at the moment until we definitely know we have a vaccine, because the music trying to keep people even a meter apart is impossible. So I don't know any promoter or any venue. It must be a nightmare, because they can't police it properly. It's ridiculous. Like, you've only got to look at last week and the week before in England, where the hot weather, and we had thousands and thousands of people flocking to the beach, and they're just sort of like climbing on top of one another. So there's no way, if you can't control people on a beach, there's no way you're going to be able to control a crowd, a rock concert. So, hopefully, if we get a vaccine,
okay,
then I hope that we'll be able to come over to Europe. I think the idea from Flying Dolphin is that we will try and concentrate more on festivals, so that we can get the name back out there and back up the ladder where it should be, and play to some sort of like. The difference is if you play a sort of like a month tour around Europe, and you play to 1,800 to 2,000 people a night, Or you do Wacken Festival and you play to 80,000. So the idea is, I think we would like to head towards festivals for next summer, by the time hopefully there's a vaccine. Head looking at festivals so that you can hit more people at one time.
Ok, ok. Alors, donc, le Burfest, le Burfest, ouais, Paris 2021, sur laquelle, donc, Dennis Stratton va participer. En voici l'explication, en tout cas. Donc, en hommage à Clive Burr, batteur des trois premiers albums d'Iron Maiden, notamment, et en soutien au MS Action Found, organisme aidant les personnes souffrant de la sclérose en plaques, la première édition du Burfest à Paris accueillera au O'Sullivan au Backstage by 2000, donc le groupe Gypsies Kiss, notamment JK 1974, c'était l'ex-groupe de Steve Harris et David Smith, Friend of the Beast avec une jam, notamment avec la participation de musiciens de la scène métal française qui interpréteront les classiques d'Iron Maiden. Ensuite, donc il y aura cette liste-là, en tout cas, il y aura plus d'informations concernant donc le Friends of the Beast, hein, vous irez sur la page donc Burfest, vous trouverez toutes les informations, la page Facebook en tout cas, ou alors si vous êtes abonné à la page de Chris Garrel ou celle de Jean-Pierre Binois, vous aurez les informations en tout cas les plus précises et nécessaires. Ensuite, Dennis Stratton sera accompagné par les Cover Slave, le tribute band à Iron Maiden en tout cas sur scène. Ça va être une très très belle soirée en tout cas. Ça va être une très bonne soirée. Just before the end, do you have a message for the audience tonight, please? And a message for...
Could you just repeat that again? I missed that one.
Yes. Do you have a message to the audience tonight? And
yeah.
And a message, special message, to Clive Burr, your friend.
Well, first of all, I'd just like to say I was in Paris last year for the Cover Slave Tour. And I met some fantastic people, and we finished in Paris on the boat, on the water. And I was hoping to be there this week or last week to see everyone again. I'd like to say that if everyone stays healthy and fit, and hopefully everyone looks after themselves, hopefully next year I'll be able to come over there with Lionheart and then play the sort of music that we want to play to you fantastic people over there. And that goes for everyone all over France. There's not a lot I can say about Clive, because I saw Clive go through probably the worst nightmare anyone could think of in his later days, whereas he couldn't even move. He would blink an eye. And it was sheer nightmare to watch him deteriorate like that. So when Clive passed away, it was best for him, because he was in so much torture and agony, and I wouldn't wish that anything like that on anyone. It was just a nightmare of an illness, and he's in a better place now, and God bless his soul. So yeah, it's one of those things that irreversible when you see someone just sort of deteriorating every day, and I was glad I saw him so he realized that we were there. So I went with Dave Lights, Loopy Pete, the roadie Pete Bryant, and I was glad that he realized we were there, because he sort of looked up with a little smile from his face, but you know, after that he couldn't communicate. So we took his coffin in to the church. We carried him into the chapel, and it was a fantastic send-off, and he's in a much better place now, so God bless him.
Okay, thank you very much, Dennis. Thank you very much. Yes, donc avec nous était donc Dennis Stratton, l'ex-guitariste d'Iron Maiden, le guitariste du groupe Lionheart. Je rappelle que l'album sortira le 31 juillet, il s'appellera The Reality of Miracles sur 213 Rock. Tout de suite, continuons en musique, Lionheart, Thine is the Kingdom sur 213 Rock, Hell Yeah sur la Web Rock Station, Vinnie Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Sur la Web Rock Station, Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio, Lionheart, Fine is the Kingdom. Vous l'avez entendu, Dennis Stratton, 30 minutes d'interview. Elle sera en podcast juste après l'émission, en tout cas. Super mec, légende, en tout cas. Grand monsieur, grand bonhomme, en tout cas. Et on le remercie vraiment, au passage, de nous avoir accordé 30 minutes d'interview. C'était juste fantastique. Celle-là, je vais m'en souvenir pendant longtemps. Et merci, en tout cas, à Chris Garrel, en tout cas, pour son aide, concernant cette interview. Elle était vraiment cool, quoi. Merci encore à toi, Chris. Continuons en musique. Avant le Madame Rock, le Tokyo Motor Fist, le titre Min Hit sur 213 Rock. L'album s'appelle Lions. Décidément, ce soir, il s'agit vraiment, une histoire de Lyon, quoi. Enfin, du roi Lyon. 213 Rock. Yeah.